Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR's hour of trivia, puzzles, and word games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me is Esquire Magazine's editor-at-large and author of New York Times best-selling books The Know-It-All and The Year of Living Biblically. Give it up for A.J. Jacobs.
Thank you. Thank you, Ophira.
Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Pleasure to be here.
So in our earlier trivia question about you, we talked that you spent time on a treadmill standing up writing Drop Dead Healthy.
Right, yes.
About 1,000 miles, that's right?
About 1,000 miles, yeah. Because sitting is so bad. We're sitting right now,
yeah.
So I feel guilty. But sitting is actually quite unhealthy, so I thought I better walk and write the book at the same time.
And now that you've finished the book, are you back to the chair?
You know, I still do the walking. And
no way.
I do. And by the way, I am extremely uncoordinated. So if I can do this, I think other people can.
So you've built a permanent structure of treadmill and desk?
Yes, exactly. It is a permanent structure of treadmill and desk.
So when you go home at night at 2 a.m, you're on a treadmill?
Well, I wouldn't say, when I don't get home at 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
I've got 3 kids.
Okay, that's it.
I wish.
Okay. All right, so when you get up at 5 a.m...
There you go.
You go on your treadmill.
Yes, absolutely.
I heard that you said when you were, you're writing Drop Dead Healthy, your quest to become the healthiest person alive.
Right.
That it almost killed you.
Yes.
How is that possible?
Well, it was very painful. It was because I had never done anything before. I'd never gone to a gym. I had my body was what they call skinny fat, so I looked like a snake that had swallowed a goat. And so this was a shock to my system. I did start out slowly. So I started out with the chocolate, alcohol, and coffee diet, because all of those, in moderation, of course, in moderation.
That's a diet, by the way? Yeah. That's a diet.
Well, it's one I made up. But then I realized that's had some limitations, and I had to really go full force.
You call yourself a human guinea pig, right? You read the encyclopedia all the way through and wrote about that. You've done numerous stunts in the guinea pig diaries, and then you lived your life according to the Bible for a year. Where do you get these ideas? You just decide, I'm just going to immerse myself. Why?
Well, that's it. Usually it's out of pure ignorance. Because, for the Bible book, I knew nothing about the Bible or religion. As I say in the book, I'm Jewish, but I'm Jewish in the same way the Olive Garden is Italian. So, not very. So I thought this was one way to learn about the Bible, is by living it, learning it from the inside out. So that's what I did. I followed the hundreds of rules. Love your neighbor, 10 Commandments, but also no shaving your beard and stoning adulterers. I use very small pebbles.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Very sweet of you.
Thanks.
And how does your family respond to these stunts that you're like, all right, I'm going to grow a big crazy beard and I'm going to stone adulterers and there you go.
Mixed feelings. I mean, some of it they like my wife liked that I tried to be a better person while living biblically and not gossiping, but other things drove her crazy. Like in the Bible, it says you cannot touch women during their time of month. And if you take Leviticus really literally, you cannot sit on a seat where a menstruating woman has sat because then the seat is impure. So my wife found that offensive and sat in every seat in our apartment. So
good for her.
She is very sharp. And I had to stand for much of the year, which turned out to be very healthy. She was looking out for me.
How did she like kissing you with the beard?
She didn't. She didn't. Not only did she not like it, she did not kiss me with the beard. So I was 6 months without.
Smooching for 6 months.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for the pity.
The concern.
And it was not easy.
And when your first book, The Know-It-All,
right.
You read the entire encyclopedia. At the end of it, did that improve your life or is ignorance bliss?
The sad part is I've forgotten 99% of it, which is, and the parts that I remember are not, they're kind of hard to insert into everyday conversation. Like I remember that Rene Descartes had a fetish for cross-eyed women. That's the stuff that sticks in there. Or that the Bayer Aspirin Company in 1898, they created a new cough suppressant. It was called heroin. And, it was very effective, but it had some side effects, so they had to take it off the market.
From the year of living biblically, was there something that you will keep in your life?
I mean, one thing is just the idea of gratitude, because the Bible says you have to say thanks all the time. I was saying thanks hundreds of times a day for all the little things that go right that we just take for granted, like that this microphone is working. That's crazy. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Right.
I'm very thankful for it.
Thank you. Thank you, microphone. Yeah. I just have to talk about the beard again a little bit. So you saved the beard. Matter of fact, little spoiler alert, the part of the beard is you're offering as a prize.
I am. That was a mixed reaction from the crowd.
I know, they're scared.
But, I do have another present, just in case, for some crazy reason, someone doesn't want a tuft of my beard hair.
And you have been on a game show before, because during the Know-It-All, you went on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but...
The nemesis in that book is my brother-in-law, who is just a condescending, infuriating know-it-all. I think he'd be happy with me saying that. He knows it. So when I finally got on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I got to the $32,000 level, and he was my phone-a-friend. So I call him up, and he blows it. He chokes. So I humiliated myself on national television, but I brought him down with me. So it was... It was almost worth that $32,000. Not quite.
All right, well, you're pretty much up for anything, I can tell from what you've already done with your life and immersed yourself into. But I ask you, are you up for it? Ask me another challenge.
I am ready to be humiliated again on national airwaves.
Very good. Thank you so much, A.J. Jacobs, everybody.
Thank you.
Now, AJ, we found a contestant for you to play against. Her name is M.R. Hashman. Welcome. Actually, your name is actually Maura Ruth.
Yes, that's correct.
But Maura, you have many nicknames.
That is correct. Throughout my life, I've had several nicknames. And one of them is my email in college was Mr. Hash.
So I guess you got a lot of interesting emails.
Yeah, it definitely gave me an assumed reputation anytime I emailed someone.
Okay, very good. Good to know. Welcome, Maura Ruth. So in your honor, AJ, this game is called Initial Names. It's about famous people who, like you, go by two initials and a last name. To make it trickier, we'll give you their full given names, dropping their initials plus a brief description. For example, if I said Heinous Ehler, a 19th century showman, that's Phineas Taylor without the initials. And the answer is P.T. Barnum. Whoever wins gets a special Ask Me Another prize. How are you feeling, Maura? You're going to be fine. Albert Arentz, goosebumps-inducing children's author. A.J.
R.L. Stine.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
On Earpont. Turn of the 20th century plutocrat and bank namesake. AJ.
J.P. Morgan.
You got that one.
Thank
yes.
You.
Atherin On, Canadian country chanteuse and loather of capitalization. AJ.
K.D. Lang.
K.D. Lang. Live Tables, Irish author who wrote a series of children's books with a Christian theme. AJ.
C.S. Lewis.
That's correct. Yeah. Elwin Rooks. Famed writer for the New Yorker magazine who also gave us Stuart Little and Charlotte's Web. Elwin Rooks. AJ.
E.B. White.
E.B. White. That is correct. Aritz Ornelius, Dutch graphic artist whose stairways seem to go in circles. AJ.
M.C. Escher.
M.C. Escher is correct. AJ, you won this round. Well done.
I'm sorry.
Maura, you were fantastic. We have a prize for you. We have an Ask Me Another chamois. It's got trivia on it. You can use it to clean your iPad, eyeglasses.
Oh, this is great, because I could not solve a Rubik's Cube.
Well, we have a Rubik's Cube for AJ Jacobs. Maybe you would like it. It's a special Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. Thank you so much to Maura, and one more round of applause for AJ Jacobs. Hey, Jonathan, do we get another song from you tonight?
Yes. And, you know, I wanted to do a song by somebody with two initials in honor of our last game. And so I picked ZZ Top. A lot of people don't know those Z's are initials, but it's for the two Top brothers, Zachariah and Zoloft. This is called Sharp Dressed Man.
Clean shirt, new shoes, I don't know where I am going to. Silk suit, black tie, I don't need a reason why. Come running just as fast as I can. Every girl's crazy about a sharp-dressed man. Gold watch, diamond ring, I ain't missing not a single thing. Cufflinks, stick pin, I step out, I'm gonna do you in. Come a running just as fast as I can. Every girl's crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
Jonathan Colton.
Thank you.